I answer a reader's question about spousal and survivor benefits. Hi, my name is Chris Stein. I'm a finance instructor at Colorado State University and a certified financial planner, and welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. So this question I really liked because even though the blog has been going on for quite some time now, we still get questions like this, which are new and haven't really been answered before. So this question is as follows. If someone began claiming a spousal benefit before their full retirement age and their spouse dies, can the surviving spouse continue to receive the spousal benefit and wait until their survivor full retirement age to claim the survivor benefit? First of all, there's two different benefits we're talking about here. There's a spousal benefit, which a person can receive if they're married to someone who has an earned retirement benefit. There's a few rules that have been talked about on other blog posts about what has to happen for you to be able to claim a spousal benefit. But in this case, they're describing a situation where a person is claiming their spousal benefit and they are under their full retirement age. Now, first of all, let me point out that this means that that person is collecting a combination of their own retirement benefit and what we call a spousal offset, or a topping up of the benefit so that they can receive what effectively is called their spousal benefit. I point this out because some people might think, as I go through this explanation here, that you can restrict your claim to just a spousal benefit and not leave your own and leave your own retirement benefit untouched. That's not possible because in this case, they're describing claiming a spousal benefit before their full retirement age. So this person is going to fall into a deeming situation, which means Social Security assumes that they are collecting their own benefit first, and then extra if the spousal benefit actually will increase their overall benefit. So in this case, they're receiving a spousal benefit, but then the person dies, their spouse dies. The spousal benefit, first of all, will stop. The spousal benefit, you cannot collect a spousal benefit on a deceased person's record. The spousal benefit is only available while that person is living. As soon as they pass away, the spousal benefit stops. Immediately, that person becomes eligible for a survivor's benefit. However, they are not forced to take it. So there's two ways that you can wait till your full retirement age to claim the survivor benefit. First of all, the reason for doing so. The reason this person's probably asking the question is they want to claim a survivor benefit that is not being reduced for claiming early. In this case, they were having their spousal benefit reduced for claiming early, but the survivor benefit is a different benefit and is not affected by the person having previously claimed a spousal benefit early. So this gives you kind of a second chance to wait till your full retirement age to claim a benefit and receive the most, in this case, that you can as a survivor, which occurs at your full retirement age. So there's two ways you can accomplish this. First of all, if the surviving spouse has their own retirement benefit, you could tell Social Security, just give me my own retirement benefit for now. I'm going to wait to my full retirement age to claim my survivor benefit. The nice part about that option is you can collect something along the way while you're waiting, your reduced retirement benefit. The spousal offset will have gone away, so you may be receiving less than you were before, but at least you're receiving something. That's probably best case scenario. Worst case scenario, the surviving spouse doesn't have their own benefit. So if they want to wait to their full retirement age to claim the survivor benefit, they're effectively going to have to tell Social Security, don't give me anything now. I want to wait till my full retirement age in order to claim my survivor benefit. Which means, say, this person's 63 or 64 years old and their spouse dies. They were receiving a spousal benefit to that point. That will stop and they'll receive nothing until the survivor benefit gets turned on at their full retirement age. Now, this isn't required. This person is asking if they can do that in order to wait to their full retirement age, but you're not required to immediately convert your spousal benefit to a survivor benefit. The only thing you don't have control over is the spousal benefit can't continue. It's going to shut off. So your choice then is collect your own benefit if you're going to wait, or collect no benefit if you're going to wait, and then turn on the survivor benefit at full retirement age. One last point. There's no reason to ever wait past your full retirement age if your goal is to maximize your survivor benefit, because your survivor benefit doesn't increase after your full retirement age as your retirement benefit does. So the rules there are a little bit different. There's no such thing as delayed retirement credits on survivor benefits. So this person, unless they had some other strategy they were deploying, which is completely separate from the topic of this blog, they would want to turn on their survivor benefit at their full retirement age. There's no bonus for waiting past that. So hopefully this clarified things. This person, actually, there were some additional ports to the email they sent me saying that they had read somewhere that there was a forced conversion from spousal to survivor benefits. So hopefully I cleared that up. It's not forced, but the one thing you can't do is collect that spousal benefit once your spouse passes away. So thanks for joining us on this week's Help with My Social Security SocialSecurity.com. We'll be back with you next week with a brand new blog post.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples, and we'll provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.